Where my queens at?
Hey, yo. Recording live from Austin, Texas.
Howdy, howdy.
What's happening, yo?
From the Lone Star State.
Lone Star State. This is Goose.
This is Jared.
This is Jason.
And together we are
Three Queens.
So what's up, ladies? How we doing?
Doing all right. A little cold down here in Austin today.
Man, it's real cold.
Yes, and it's supposed to get colder tonight. We missed out on Ice Storm 2015.
That didn't prevent the schools from being off, though.
And I appreciated my work from home day, so I'm not tripping. At all.
For sure. So we got some things to talk about this week.
Yep. A few weird, some interesting, a little scandalous stories from across this great United States.
I think there's some sad stories out there.
Well, this one I have is definitely sad and a little sick. So
give it to us.
I think I'm pronouncing this right. Wausau, Wisconsin. There was a 30-year-old male who was charged with possession of marijuana and for blowing a horse, it's Wisconsin people. I mean, what else do you expect those people to do?
Cheese, weed, and blowing horses.
Cheese, weed, and blowing horses. Apparently, that's all that goes on in Wisconsin. So, his name, ironically, is Jared, but it's not spelled the same way as mine, so I don't claim him. He was found in a barn with a marijuana pipe and a jar of petroleum jelly. He was wearing a face mask and had on blue wind pants with holes that were cut out around his crotch and ass, which kind of leads me to believe that he was gonna try, like, what, have the horse mount him? Or I'm not sure exactly, but he ended up blowing and jacking the horse off. And he openly admitted to the police that before he had gone to the barn, he had watched some horse porn.
I didn't even know that existed.
Apparently it does. Equestrian porn. It is a branch of bestiality, which is disgusting. I've seen a horse penis before, not from bestiality experience or anything. I grew up around a farm and animals and all that. Their penis is about the size of my arm. So
I feel like this story would be more acceptable if it wasn't premeditated. Like, that's what really gets me. Like, this dude, like, straight up watched horse porn and then was like, you know what? There's a horse out back. I think I'll get high and bone him. Like, that to me is the scariest part about this whole story.
I think it would have been more acceptable if he was doing something a little harder than marijuana. Like, if he had been,
right.
Like, if he had been smoking crack and then was like,
correct.
You know what? I think I want to blow a horse. That would have made a little bit more sense to me, but I've never known anybody who has smoked pot and then just been like, I think I want to screw an animal.
I don't think it matters if it was premeditated or not. I think it's pretty sad either way.
I mean, all he had to do was get on Tinder. Like, what is the problem? There's all kinds of skanky brides that'll blow you on Tinder.
Well, maybe he was looking for the epitome of a horse face bitch.
Well.
I
mean, I'm at a loss for words on that.
Okay.
That's I mean, great. There's just no good way to put that.
No, there's not.
No, there's really not. But I'm so sorry for you, Jared.
Either way, poor Jared Kreft was locked up with a $2,000 cash bond. He is probably out roaming the streets as we speak. So my advice to anybody in Wausau, Wisconsin, is to lock the barn.
Okay, but who did he call to bail him out? And what did he say to them?
Exactly.
Hey man, I'm in a claim. What'd you do, fool?
And oh,
I got caught blowing a horse. Like, what? My friends would not bail me out for that.
What if the sad part is, like, this isn't the first time this has happened? Or the first time he's had to make this phone call.
Was it his horse?
Whose barn was it?
And if it wasn't his horse, and he broke into someone's barn, can they file rape charges? Because I feel they should be able to on the horse's.
What if it was a show horse and she can't compete like she used to anymore because she's too traumatized?
Oh, they're definitely bringing him up on charges.
Well, I mean, it was a he. It was, well, that probably would have been worse.
Was the horse's name in the article?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, that would have just made it better.
They probably had to change or omit it to protect the innocent.
The identity of the horse.
Okay, so moving on. What else? What do you guys got?
Well, speaking of horse faces, I got a story.
Okay.
So, Iggy Azalea. You know, I'm, you know.
Iggy. Always on Iggy.
I'm always hating on Iggy, and I will very much
you
own
have
that.
Not liked her from day one.
I really haven't, and you know, I tell you, I'm a big person. I love rap music. You know, I'm from Houston, so I'm from that Third Coast, and we have our own little brand of rap music. And I just can't get behind her. So she obviously was up for, you know, best rapper of the year or album of the year. And she lost against Eminem, which, you know, they had a whole controversy anyway with him having some rape lyrics in one of his songs about her, which rape is not cool to discuss or make fun of or make light of. But I mean, he's done that to Britney Spears. He's done it to Christina Aguilera. You know, whatever. Just roll with it, winch.
Part of his shtick. That's what he does.
That's what he does. That's who he is. And, you know, that's why he sells so many albums and whatnot. So she basically said that had she won the Grammy, she would have given it back. And that she was glad that she didn't win it because everyone hates her anyway. And then alluded to the fact that it was because she was white. Iggy, if you're listening, it's not because you're white, it's because your rhymes are whack. You're from Australia. Why don't you rap about, like, kangaroos and Nutella and wallabies? Like, I'm not feeling her. I'm just not. So
maybe she'll do that on the next album. She'll have a little didgeridoo going on in the background.
Yeah, I'm just not really feeling her. I've heard her CD. Fancy, okay, yeah, that kind of got me with the let's get drunk at the mini bar. Okay, that did get me, but she's whacking.
I'll admit, I bought her first CD and I loved it.
That's how I heard the CD, hanging with you.
When it first came out, it was really good. I really liked it, but after hearing each one of those songs about 12,000 times on the radio, it kind of lost its
A lot of it was overplayed, yes. I'll admit. But, and know, I don't like her getting in all these controversies with everybody.
Stop like, with the Twitter battles. Like, who like, are you to get into a Twitter battle with Steve Madden? I mean, he makes fabulous shoes.
And Snoop Dogg.
Snoop ate that broad alive. Yes, he really did. But come on, Snoop. I think Snoop was just a little bit mad because she probably wouldn't get with him. That's what I think that was about. But the Papa John's thing, that was foul. That was really foul. So I feel her on the Papa John's thing. But
yeah, she can't make fun of my Papa. You know, I love Papa John's.
So, all right, Iggy. I mean, I appreciate you and all, but...
Well, another thing that I think is so silly is she was nominated up against... Who all was she nominated against? It was like her, Drake, Eminem...
If it was album, that was Beck, right?
No, it was rap album.
Yeah.
Oh, rap album.
Yeah.
But
wasn't she nominated for Best New Artist?
No, that was Sam, Beyonce, Ed Sheeran, and Beck. And we all know how that ended.
Anyway, the fact that they even put her in that category, I didn't really even think she was going to win up against someone like Eminem or Drake.
Right.
I mean, if you were going to be a female rapper and your first solo album is going to win a Grammy for Best Rap Album, it better be pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
Like, enough that it would blow them out of the water, which it didn't. And that's why she didn't win.
I mean, I think it's great that she was nominated. I mean, that's a pretty big deal to be nominated. But, she's just not getting me.
Sorry, Iggs.
Sorry, Iggy.
Catch you on the flip side.
Always.
Well, she's got some problems, that's for sure.
Well, one of them, Azalea Banks. Hello.
Oh. Okay, they need to leave the whole race thing out of it, though. That's annoying to me. They really leave the whole race thing out of it. It's not because you're white. It's because your stuff sucks. That's it. I mean, she's kind of like Snow. Remember Snow?
No.
The white rapper?
Oh, yes.
Informer. You don't remember Snow?
No. And then he went to jail.
And then he went to jail.
What, like 10?
And I think he was Canadian.
He was.
He was Canadian.
A white Canadian rapper.
He was cute, though.
He was pretty cute. Mm-hmm. He loved reggae. Like, loved reggae and rap. And so he kind of fused them together and had this little reggae white boy album.
Do you remember Bubba Sparks?
Who doesn't remember Bubba Sparks?
Okay, I loved him. Mm-hmm. He was cute. Big old country cornbread boy. I would have mounted that in a heartbeat. So it's nothing to do with you being white. I love a good white rapper, but you got to come with something. And just because T.I. is fine and he's got beats doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you're gonna be on top too, boo. But hey, that's all right. I rode with you a little bit on Fancy, but I exited that train.
We've got off that train.
Mm-hmm.
Not buying a return ticket.
Well, speaking of women with problems, there is a woman in Nigeria who, in Nigeria, Islamic State, under Sharia law, is seeking a divorce from her husband of 1 week, claiming that...
1 week?
They've been married 1 week.
Wow.
And she is seeking a divorce, claiming that his penis is too big.
Okay.
Too big?
I've never heard any woman complain about that.
Well...
Does he give measurements by chance? Yeah.
We do not have measurements in the story.
Do we have any photographic evidence?
No. Unfortunately not.
No measurements.
What we are told is that part of their tradition there is that the bride moves in to the parents' home of the groom prior to marriage. And it was there that they had had sex for the first time. And that's where she claims the trauma began.
The trauma.
I mean, this...
I am traumatized when I get with a dude and he's got a tic-tac-sized dick. That's traumatizing. Not when his penis is, like, too big.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, there is such a thing as too big. I can say myself, I've encountered one that was too big.
It is all about lube.
No. Something that's the size of my entire arm from my shoulder to my wrist.
Ooh, that gets me excited.
No, it scares the shit out of me is what it
well,
does.
Well, I am not a size queen, as I've always said. And I personally think there's something such as too big. But I think with preparation and the proper amount of lube.
Already.
With preparation and enough determination.
Yes, we can make it work.
You can squit. You could squit. Yeah. You can fit that square into a round hole.
I'm always down to try it. I'm always down to try it. I don't want anything too small. Don't want no short, man. Don't want. Yeah, I'm not trying to have that.
Well,
so she's tripping.
She claims that his penis obviously is too big. But she tells this story about how after they had sex for the first time, that it was very traumatic and that she went to her mother to complain about it and that her mother gave her some drugs. Now, the article doesn't go into what kind of drugs these were, but needless to say, the drugs did not work. And they had sex again and the result was the same. And so she is petitioning the court for a divorce based upon this.
I would love to know what kind of drugs her mother gave her. And why did you go to your mom with that conversation?
Well, who else are they going to go to? It's freaking Nigeria.
She ain't got a homegirl?
But it's Nigeria.
They don't have friends in Nigeria?
If they do, they're probably in the same damn situation.
That's true. Nigerian black dudes, that's probably true. I can't even with the story because I don't know what that feels like. I've never told a guy your dick is too big.
That's because you're obsessed with white boys.
Yes. I think that would probably have something to do with
it. Hey, why are you on that bull ass tip? I've been with some white boys that have had really large penises.
Well,
but not to the point where it was a problem.
Well, I'm a hurt so good girl, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. She likes a little plain pain with her pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Mm. A little freak-a-leak. I am, and I will admit it. Sorry.
Well, I've always said, if you're brave enough, anything can be a dildo.
Oh, Lord.
You could experience this, perhaps.
Okay, so did they grant her the divorce? Is this still pending?
It's pending.
I highly doubt that they're going to grant her a divorce. Again.
How do you think the guy feels, though?
Proud.
I mean, he's got to be feeling pretty good about himself.
Yeah, he's probably going around telling all of his Nigerian buddies, hey, the missus wants to
get rid of me because dick too big.
Unfufu is leaving me. Yeah, but he's going to be bummed, though, that old Unfufu is out after a week. Yeah.
Unfufu, that's her name?
Unfufu is just gone after a week? I mean, that's... Sucky. Well,
the story does note that the husband does not deny the accusations.
Oh, so he's proud. He's probably walking around butt naked.
Yeah, he's probably...
Just all up in the tents, just butt naked. Probably. Showing that mandingo. All right.
In fact, he did go on to tell the court that he was willing to dissolve the union if his dowry and the money spent during his courtship was paid back.
Mm, not gonna happen.
So he basically saying, look, if she don't want it, pay me my money back and she can go.
Okay. Well, hopefully her parents have the money. They ain't spend it all on chickens and goats.
Or on them drugs they gave her.
Like, what did
girl, all she needed was...
She's had three kids. Did I mention that?
No, you failed to mention that.
She's had three kids.
Then she should be fine. It's not like they stitched it up in Nigeria. She's a widow.
She's had three kids.
So her vaginal area still too should big. Be loosey-goosey, ready to take it.
Well, I'm just saying, if three kids couldn't do it, some drugs ain't going to do it.
I mean, to me personally, all you need is just like, you know.
We know.
All you need is a bowl and a bottle of wine and anything, anything can happen. Your dreams too can come true.
And so I have a story about, I'm sure you've heard, this new presidential candidate who's running, Ben Carson. He is a 63-year-old retired pediatric neurosurgeon. He seems like he would be a very educated man. I mean, he graduated from Yale. I don't even know which one I'm talking about. He graduated from Yale. He became very popular after he gave a widely publicized speech at the National Prayer Breakfast, which is a big conservative thing that they all go to. And he has been quoted as saying that he's not a member of any political party. But if he was, it would be the Logic Party.
He's a Republican.
He's a straight up Republican
with stupid views.
And he is like a staunch Republican.
Yes, very. And in an interview with Chris Cuomo, he said that homosexuality is a choice because a lot of people go into prison straight and come out gay.
Which, how many times have you been to prison, Jared?
Well, there was that one time in the holding cell at the Denton County Jail for my DWI in college, but I can guarantee you I was the only person who walked in gay and came out gay. There was nobody else who walked in straight and came out gay.
Well, you know, they do have the saying, gay for the stay, but it's kind of like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and when you go to the pen and you got to be gay for the stay, when you come out, you just don't talk about it anymore. Well, but I don't think that necessarily has, I mean, I think his whole thought on that is obviously completely wrong. I've done a little stint in the county jail. It was for like 24 hours. Granted, I stuck to myself.
And were you gay for the state?
No, I was. Hurry up, somebody get me out of here. I'm from the suburbs and I should not be here, is what I was.
Well,
so I find that
it's just horrible. A stupid statement because it's such a broad statement saying that it's a choice because all these people go into prison that are straight and come out gay. No, that is not necessarily true because not necessarily every straight person who goes to jail is going to have some kind of homosexual tendency.
Right.
Like, I'm sure there's people that go to jail that get pretty desperate if they're in there for life. They're going to hit up somebody.
Oh, if I'm in there for life, yeah, I'm fucking some bitches.
Yeah. But it's me.
This is a doctor. This is a world renowned surgeon.
He's the first man to separate conjoined twins
at the head. Conjoined at the head.
Oh, at the head.
Because
okay.
He's a neurosurgeon, a pediatric neurosurgeon.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's
he's a brain surgeon, and for him to have this kind of warped views on this topic, I mean, it shows a massive degree of ignorance.
Agreed.
Huge degree of ignorance.
Now, to be fair, he did apologize.
Yes,
after
he did apologize.
Huge firestorm.
Well, don't they all?
Well, of course he did. I mean, at least he had the decency to say he realized that my choice of language does not reflect fully my heart on gay issues. Like, his whole stance on gay issues doesn't stem from this one statement that he made, which was not a wise statement. And he did say that he does not pretend to know how every individual comes to their sexual orientation, and that he regrets that his words to express that concept were hurtful and divisive.
It's called birth. That's how people come up
exactly
with their sexual orientation. It's called birth. Out of the birth canal, I shot out of my mama and I was like, woo, I'm a hoe. I like dudes. That is what it is. It's birth. I don't think environment really changes that. I think environment, obviously, yes, we are all products of our environment, but not sexual orientation-wise. It's my thought and feeling on it.
Yeah. Well, the good part about this whole thing is that he said that he will not be speaking about gay rights anymore.
He's going to have to.
Well, he could just object. But if he's going to run for president, he's going to have to speak about...
That's what I'm saying. He's going to have to. Oh, he's running.
He's claimed he doesn't want to become engaged in the gotcha politics.
Of the
liberal media.
The liberal media, yes. If we want to quote...
Everybody blames everything on the liberal media.
Because we're just out to get
you. I mean, you have all these Republicans who are basically saying that the liberal media is making me sound stupid.
You mean the media?
The liberal media is tripping me up.
No, you are making you sound stupid.
Exactly. Exactly.
No one has a gun in your head forcing you to spit these words out. You are making you look like an
idiot. Well, they're so used to going on Fox News and all the conservative outlets and getting softball questions. All
right, well, you know I watch
that Fox when they News. Get a real question with a real follow-up, they get tripped up.
And then they're like, you tried to trap me. This is entrapment. Exactly. The liberal media is trying to make me sound foolish. No, I think you're doing a pretty good job.
On your own.
I did think it was interesting that he apologized, though. I will say that.
Why didn't find that interesting?
Because Sarah Palin, she wouldn't apologize.
No, not enough. Heartbeat.
You know, a former presidential frontrunner in the Republican Party.
Well, we saw where that got her.
Well,
yeah. On reality TV.
It's going to get Ben Carson a lot of about the same distance.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. He's got not a snowball's chance in hell.
But yeah. Speaking of being gay in prison, I don't know if you guys saw this story this week, but California passed a bill, and it was signed by the governor, that is going to require all prisons to dispense condoms or to make available condoms by the year 2020. So, prisoners are going to have access to condoms in all California prisons.
Why 2020? Why don't we expedite this? Well, they got to get
funding. And there are actually some prisons now in California that make condoms available. And some in Vermont, it's been available since 1987.
In Vermont? Really?
In all Vermont prisons. It's been available in the New York City jails. It's been available in the San Francisco City jails for over 20 years. Well, so, it's not a new concept, but... Obviously, California, considered to be a leader when they propose legislation like this, a lot of times it follows across.
Well, do you think that those main cities like California, like the, what did you say, San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco and New York, do you think that that has any correlation with the amount of prisoners that are homosexual? Like, could this have been some way to preemptively stop the spread of... HIV and AIDS among the prisoners?
Well, obviously, yeah, it's meant to stop the spread of STDs and STIs. Sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's obviously. For, which is great.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. It's smart, because these men are going to be, like I said earlier, there's a bunch of men all holed up together. They're going to be screwing each other.
Right.
That's true. You know, some proponents of it have said, well, it's going to promote rape. But the articles that I've seen make a point that, you know, a lot of rapists in prison aren't concerned about spreading STIs and STDs. You know, they're going to rape people regardless of whether there are condoms available or not. Well, but it is scary when you look at the statistics. Like, an inmate has a 54-time greater chance of having gonorrhea than someone who's not incarcerated. 54 times more.
Well, okay, so think about it this way. So think about somebody that... I don't know, they got brought up on like a weed charge or something, and so they're only in there for like 6 months. So, I would think that someone like that, if they're trying to have sex with someone, or if they, well, I guess if you're getting raped, you really don't have time to be like, hey man, can you put on a condom? But, I mean, I don't know, I figure it's worth a shot to ask, right? I'm getting out in 6 months.
You can always ask your rapist.
Yeah, hey man, I'm getting out in 6 months, I don't want my girl to catch gonorrhea, I don't know what you got, so can you strap this, you know, this Trojan on? I'm all for it. Texas will probably never do it, but I feel like everybody should do that. I mean, I'm all for it. Stop the spread of any kind. And really and truly, if you think about it too, on the backside of that, like, you actually end up kind of maybe saving a little bit of money because think about it. Whenever
all of the medications they would have to provide. Exactly.
I mean, how much penicillin are we paying?
How much penicillin are we paying for? So why don't we get them a box of condoms or whatnot? Put the little quarter condom machine in there. You're gonna have to spend a little bit of your commissary on the condom.
I think these are gonna be free though. I don't think they're gonna be charging for it.
Well, okay. I'm just imagining them, like, bartering, like, cinnamon rolls for condoms.
Yeah. Like, say, man, I got this hot date later. I'll give you a cinnamon roll for a couple condoms.
Be like Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman in Shawshank all of a sudden.
Wow.
Hey, Big Red.
Not Big Red.
Or whatever his name was. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever fully seen that whole movie.
What?
Great movie.
You're insane.
Well, you know how I do.
Tim Robbins had a rough go at it.
Yes, he did.
Tim Robbins is a great actor, though.
Was he raped in that movie?
Well, they kept trying to rape him. They beat him up for sure.
Somebody got raped in that movie.
Well, it could have been him.
Maybe it was.
Somebody got
raped. His name was Andy in the movie, right?
Yes.
Somebody got raped in Full Metal Jacket. Did y'all see that one?
Yes.
That is a great movie. Oh,
Lord. That is
amazing
movie.
All right, ladies. Back on topic.
What do you got for us?
Let me hit you with a little bit of this. So, Everybody knows about falling on the entertainment line. Everybody knows about what's going on with Bobby Christina and, you know, Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown's daughter. She is, it's been like a month and a half now that she's been in this coma. Reports say, oh, she opened her eyes, but like some crazy crackhead aunt said that, so I don't even know if that's true.
Aren't they all crazy crackheads?
I mean, yeah, basically. So now, you know, it's been reported that Nick Gordon, her could-be husband, is adopted brother, all this other nonsense. Soon to be
husband.
They still have not produced a marriage license, so Bobby's saying... They're not married. Yeah, and I don't believe that either. But
if they were married, he would be running the show right now, not Bobby.
Yeah. So Nick Gordon can't get in to see her, you know, whatever. Bobby's not allowing that noise. So Nick Gordon's like, you won't allow me to do this? I'm on running Dr. Phil. Now, let me say this. I love Dr. Phil. I DVR him every day. I do. I love Dr. Phil. I always have. But why are you not running to, like, Diane Sawyer or, like, well, I guess Barbara's out of the game, but Oprah on OWN. Like, why are you running to Dr. Phil? I feel like Dr. Phil don't even really care about this, but...
I don't think Oprah wants anything to do with him.
No.
But Oprah...
If Bobby calls, yeah, Oprah would probably do it.
Well, that's because you can just make a straight mockery out of Bobby. I mean, we've been making mockery out of him since he left New Edition. So.
Well, he makes a mockery out of himself most of the time.
Yeah, all day, every day. So I feel really bad for this little girl, and I think she just had her 22nd birthday, like, yesterday.
That is tragic.
So it's very tragic, and so, you know, pull the plug on this girl and let this girl go be with her mom, and, you know, just... It's just a lot. It's a lot. And his wife is 5 months pregnant. So I'm sure that's a lot on her. And it's just...
Whose wife?
Bobby's wife.
Bobby Brown's wife.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She's like 5 months
pregnant.
It's
a tragic situation. I can't imagine putting myself in the position where you had to pull the plug on your own kid.
Yeah. And that's true.
And we don't know the full medical diagnosis, but apparently it's not good. They put a permanent feeding tube in. It's just not a good situation.
Well, they've had the top of the top of the top. Isn't she at Emory now?
Yeah, I think she's at Emory. So, yeah.
So they've had like the top of the top. The top in Emory is a great, great school, hospital,
and they yada, did yada. Find out that she was doing drugs, right?
Well, they've never officially
It's been lightly
said that.
Reported on.
Because I had heard something about heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was lightly reported on.
And that's pretty deep.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're on heroin...
Well, I've seen intervention, and as soon as those people put that needle on their arm, they, like, doze off. So I could see. Maybe she put a needle on her arm, she's in the bathtub, and then your face is... But how much water was in that damn tub? Because when I take a bath, which I don't ever really, but when I do, I mean, it's not up to my damn nose, so I don't understand.
And she was found face down, like she was floating or something.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of bathtub she can afford, but I know everyone I'm in, something's constantly sticking out of the water.
Right. Yeah, like
something,
a knee.
Something.
Yeah, like a knee.
A knee.
Elbow.
Air quotes, a knee.
Shut up.
You don't know me like that.
Well, she probably has, you know, a big fancy claw tub.
Yeah, one of those big porcelain tubs.
Jacuzzi tubs.
Yeah, something that'll fit like four fools up in there with like some Cristal bottles or something. So we wish for your safe... Your health.
Safe passage.
Your health. Well, I was going to say your safe return.
Into the afterlife.
But yeah, baby, either you come up with us or you're against us, but either way, we pray for you and we hope you're good. And Bobby, please don't squander away that girl's millions. I mean, I know you are, but just don't smoke it up. That's all I can say, Bobby. Just don't smoke it up.
Oh, Bobby.
No, he's probably just sitting in a hotel room.
Do you think
room.
Phaedra's going to keep... represent him? Phaedra's got a lot going on her damn self.
I don't know. At this point, I think he's probably just sitting in his hotel room playing I Wanna Dance With Somebody on a loop.
Oh, I wanna dance with somebody.
What?
I wanna feel the heat with somebody. Alright, rest in peace, Whitney. Ooh, she had some jams.
Yes, she did.
Ooh, I love me some Whitney. Woo! Alright. Up next, what y'all got?
Well, I have an interesting little tidbit that I have decided to title the New Jersey Sizzlin' Fajita Scandal.
I love me some fajitas. What you got?
So, there was a gentleman by the name of, I think it's Hiram Jimenez, and he was eating at an Applebee's. First off, well, that's the problem. Why are you eating at Applebee's?
Why are you at Applebee's? Yeah. Wait, where is he?
The club
Jersey?
Yes, New Jersey.
Okay, well, I don't think he really has so many more options.
So, he's eating at Applebee's, and not only is that the first thing that's wrong, the second thing is that he ordered fajitas. If you're going to order fajitas, you could at least go to a Mexican restaurant.
Okay, true that, but it's also Jersey, so well, I don't think they have a really big Hispanic population.
That might be a good, like, you're in Trenton, you might only want to go to an Applebee's.
Right.
Mm, well, maybe.
But I feel you.
He couldn't find a food truck. Anyway. So.
Those are only really prevalent in Austin.
No. I would avoid the Jersey food truck.
That's a road coach. That's a straight up road coach. It's down Manila waiting to happen.
Well, anyway. He has filed a suit against Applebee's because he claims that he injured himself while praying. He bowed his head over this sizzling plate of fajitas, which, if you've ever ordered fajitas, you know how they come. They have the wooden plate, and then there's the big metal sizzling hot
steam, cast iron
thing that anybody who has two eyes and a brain can tell is hot. And
so he bows his head over.
He bows his head, and then he said that he heard a loud sizzling noise, followed by a grease pop, and then a burning sensation on his face and left eye, to which then he became panicked and knocked all the food over into his lap, causing further injury.
How deep were you bowing for the Lord?
Why were your eyes open?
You were just trying to bless your food. You don't have to get all...
And what?
I don't understand this.
What kind of prayer was he saying? I don't know. It seems like he was literally like centimeters away from the food. How close to the fajitas do you have to get before you realize they're sizzling hot, filled with grease?
They came to the table and sat it down and said, hot plate. It's sizzling in front of your face. What about that?
Well,
that makes you want to put your face directly over it.
Yes. Did he get a bell pepper stuck in his eye too?
I don't know. Maybe this is his first time eating Applebee's and ordering fajitas.
This man either wants some money or he is too stupid to eat at Applebee's.
He wants some money because if you're that stupid, you should never leave your house.
There is nothing good in that neighborhood.
No. He wants money.
Well,
he wants money. And if Applebee's is smart, or the...
Oh, well, they...
Let that go to the jury.
Yeah.
No. The case... It's already over. They have already dismissed it.
Oh, perfect.
Good.
Because...
He's an idiot.
Well, he pretty much damned himself in his own telling of the story because he described the skillet as, quote, real hot and smoking. Therefore, the potential danger was self-evident, and they said that he should have known...
Yes.
And they threw it out. So he's not getting Jack, and Applebee's is still safe, so you can still party hard down in the neighborhood.
Let me tell you something. Applebee's, they have really cold draft beer. They really do. I will say that. I went and drank a couple beers at Applebee's a few months back. I don't know why.
Well,
but I did. I did. While I was with Honeylicious.
I can't tell you the last time I went to Applebee's.
The last time I went to Applebee's was when I think it was like 2 years ago, and it was just because it was the only thing around that was open during my lunch break. And I was probably the only person in there under the age of 50.
Did you get fajitas?
No. I got something that was quite gross, and I have not eaten there since.
I mean, it's Applebee's. We live in the great city of Austin. Oh, why would we ever... Oh, do not
give me that crap.
What?
I thought you were about to... Like,
sometimes I like chilies.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we'll see, a friend of mine gave me and Jason crap for going to eat at Chili's one time. We posted it on Facebook. We were like, we're going to Chili's.
I think to break it up every now and again is fine. Well, yeah. I mean,
but like his comment was like, oh my God, you live in Austin with all the amazing places to eat. Why would you go to Chili's? You might not even live here. You should just move back to Tyler if you want to eat in Chili's.
Sometimes you gotta break it up. I mean, we've eaten at Red Lobster, and I love Red Lobster. Those Cheddar Bay biscuits, off the chain. Oh, and then remember that night that we went to Joe's? That was not good.
That was awful.
But the service was really bad, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but you know, Red Lobster, they see food differently.
They do, indeed. And as a matter of fact, it was just Lobster Fest. Can I please go for Lobster Fest? I am on the reel with that one. Faux show.
Well, staying on the same topic of idiots, you know, Texas just had their first gay marriage. Actually, in town here in Austin, a judge allowed a lesbian couple to get married. And it's Texas's first gay marriage. Judge ruled that the Texas ban on gay marriage was unconstitutional. And he allowed He allowed two lesbians, Suzanne Bryant and Sarah Goodfriend, to get married. And one of the reasons they were in a hurry to get married is because Goodfriend, who's 58 years old, has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And so there was an original stay on the ruling, and they removed that, and they got married. Well, a Texas House of Representatives has filed a formal complaint with the Judicial Committee of the state of Texas over the judge allowing this to happen. And the thing about this is this representative, he represents Arlington. Of course, he's a Republican. And his name is Tony Tenderholt. And he's currently married to Bethany Tyler Tenderholt. And they're Catholic. And they attend a church there in Arlington. But what makes the story of note is that Representative Tenderholt and his wife, Bethany, she is his fifth wife.
Ah.
So then I'm going to need you not to speak on anything. So
he is really believing in the sanctity of marriage.
Yeah. Oh,
that is sanctioned by God Almighty.
Oh, of course.
This is his fifth wife.
This is his fifth marriage. And this is the guy who files a complaint. Representative Tony Tenderholt of Arlington, Texas.
Well, I think after a while, if it's not working out, then the government should just be like, I'm sorry, we're not going to allow you to get married anymore.
Yeah, they should have stopped him after number three.
Isn't it always people like this that have the biggest problems?
Yes. Immigrants.
You look at, like, Newt Gingrich, who has left two wives when they were, you know, facing potential death due to illness for other women. Been married multiple times, and they'll be the first ones that want to lecture somebody about the sanctity of marriage.
Yes, it does always work out that way. I wish nothing but the best for these two ladies. Do we know what part of town they live in? I feel like they probably live in Clarksville.
Right? I know they had a party at a bar, one of the new
Rave?
No.
Pop?
The V?
No. Highland.
Yeah, that's it.
They had a reception there at Highland. I had a friend who went.
It was all over the Book of Faces.
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. I missed my invite. Well, I wish nothing but the best for these ladies. And, you know, it was really surprising to me because I've always said Texas will be the last state to legalize marijuana and Texas will be the last state to legalize gay marriage. And so I was actually really happy whenever I saw this and read this. So I wish nothing but the best for these ladies. Now, I do know that they are not issuing any other gay marriage certificates or licenses or whatever.
Yeah, as soon as they let that one get through, they were like, shut it down.
Okay, but so answer me this, then how did they even get past there? Just because it was...
Because the judge who issued the ruling lifted his stay, but then either a district court or the Supreme Court of Texas came in and issued a stay behind it.
Like, but as soon as he said that it was unconstitutional that we weren't allowing gay people to get married... meaning that they could then, somebody just immediately swooped in and was like, shut it down, we've got to stop this. And but that's why now
they got the license before that.
Yeah. So.
Okay, but they only issued one, and it was because of a medical issue.
Well, no, they issued the one because the judge who ruled on it said to issue it.
Okay.
But then a higher court stepped in and said, don't issue it anymore. Yeah.
So,
well, the Supreme Court in late April, they announced today in late April, they're going to take up gay marriage, and they'll be deciding if it's constitutional or not.
For the whole United States.
Yes, for the entire country.
I think it's going to go through.
Well, we all hope it does.
Well, I mean, how many states now do we have that
there's
a
lot.
There's a lot.
It's a lot.
Alabama.
Yeah.
That is surprising.
Alabama.
That is surprising.
Even Arkansas?
Arkansas was, but there is a current stay on it.
Yeah.
I was reading something a little bit about the whole Arkansas deal.
Yeah.
Well, I wish these ladies nothing but the best. I truly do. And I mean, let's go ahead and legalize this. And let's go ahead and legalize that right along with the greenery. I mean, let's just stop BSing on all that note. What people don't realize is that, like, the crime in Colorado went down by 10% in the first... In 2013, January 2013, when they first started this, Colorado made over $1 million in the first month.
And didn't it all go to charity?
It went to public schools and fixing their roads.
It goes
and
back
stuff
into
like
the
that.
Community.
That's a little long. So I feel like everybody needs to get on page with this.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
But it'll happen, and, you know, we'll be singing Kumbaya around the campfire eventually.
At my marriage.
Yes.
What a wee pipe. All right, well, we appreciate y'all joining us this evening.
For the Three Queens.
Thanks for listening. Catch us again next time.
And this is Three Queens. And
bye. We out.
Later.
Later.